This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, DeLessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off-balance Sherman, banked it right in front, got it to go. Good play by Sherman, he went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry, dribble drive, running one-hander, banked it in, nicely done by Rayanne Fry. With a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work, driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow, a terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Gordon. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Get the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burnett lofted in a long three. The
ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he hooked it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hello, I'm Jack Kramer along with Rhett Gish. We speak to you from the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. The Versailles Tigers meet Winchester Eastern in a girls' Division III state semifinal. Earlier game here today won by Gilmore Academy, which pulled away to knock out Columbus Afrocentric by a score of 65-54. Winner of this game takes on Gilmore Academy at 4:45 p.m. tomorrow for the state championship. The Versailles Tigers 25-3 on the year. Winchester Eastern 26-1. Versailles comes in under head coach Jackie Stonebreaker in her 14th year. Her record of the school, 269 victories, 91 setbacks. State champs for Versailles in 2008 and 2015. State runners-up in 2014, 8 years in the state semifinals for the Versailles Tigers. Winchester Eastern, located near the Burg of Sardinia, about 50 or 60 miles east of Cincinnati. A number of years ago was in the southwest region, has been in the southeast region for quite a few seasons now. Versailles finished the regular campaign ranked 6th in the state, despite the mark of just one setback on the entire year, as this Winchester Eastern club was never ranked. Not ranked at all over the course of the season. But it does feature an outstanding performer in Allison Day, 16 points a game, 11 rebounds a game, a 54% shooter. A couple other double-digit scorers, Michaela Ferris, 10 points a game, a 6-foot junior, and Alexa Pennington, 11 points a game, a 6'1 sophomore. It is an enormous front line, a very big club, and the Versailles Lady Tigers will have their hands full against Winchester Eastern today. I mentioned the town of Sardinia, which is home for Winchester Eastern, sometimes called Sardinia Eastern, sometimes called just Eastern. And I asked the fans and the coaching staff, which of the three is it? They said all three, any of the above works. So we'll call them Eastern for short all day long. Now, Sardinia, by the way, spans Brown and Highland counties. It's a community of just about 1,500 or 1,600. And historically, Sardinia was a post village many, many years ago in Brown County in Washington Township, situated on the East Fork of White Oak Creek, 12 miles northeast of Georgetown, and exactly 45 miles east of Cincinnati. We have followed the Versailles Tigers and have covered a number of games played by the Black and Orange this year. Cammie McEldown, the outstanding junior point guard. Ellen Peters, a stabilizing wing player, just a junior. Camille Watron, the only senior starter. She plays at guard. It's a team that does have several seniors, but only one is in the starting lineup for Versailles. Keys for the Tigers all year long, balanced scoring. And Versailles needs continued balance here today and contributions from Danielle Winter on the inside and good shooting from Cammie McEldowney on the outside. Winter, a double-digit scorer, has come on strong late in the campaign and during the tournament, and she had a fine contest in the regional championship win over Summit Country Day. In fact, we'll hear from Danielle Winter, the 6'2 post player for Versailles, in just a few minutes. Cammie McEldowney on the outside, 45% three-point shooter on the year, 15 points a game, and Versailles needs every bit of that here today. Tigers, as we know, love to rebound, hit the glass, and push the pace, using depth to wear down the opponent, and that could be Versailles' significant advantage here today. A number of good players on the sideline will come in to sub for head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. And it's a team which seems to play in a tireless fashion without fatigue. And the Tigers are very good at locking down defensively. Tigers very rarely give up more than 40 points on the season. statistically in terms of points given up, points scored. Not much difference. For Sales, 59 points a game, giving up 34. Eastern, 60 points a game, giving up 32. Obviously, Versailles plays in the tougher league, the Midwest Athletic Conference. Again, strengths of Versailles: team defense, ability to score in multiple ways, and the Tigers can go 8-10 deep. Will Eastern be able to embrace the big stage here today and execute offensively in the half court against the Versailles Tigers? Summit Country Day, the number one ranked team in the state, could not get it done in the regional championship game against Versailles in the contest at Springfield. Now, Eastern does have star power, as we noted, Allison Day and Alexa Pennington, two very good high percentage shooters. Eastern does have the size to match Versailles. Does Eastern have the quickness and depth? We will find out. Eastern appeared in the state Final Four in 2000, 2001, and 2002. In fact, in 02, Eastern got to the state championship game before losing to former D3 powerhouse South Euclid Regina, which is a team that the Versailles Tigers beat in 2008 in the state semifinal before winning the state championship in the next contest that year. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com: American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our pregame underwriting sponsor is the In-Between, and we'll return in just a moment with the wrap-up that Chuck and I provided for you following the Versailles win against Summit Country Day. That, when we come back, our in-between south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world, underwrites our pregame here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about in-between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the in-between tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This is Jack Kramer and scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer Rhett Gish speaking to you from the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. The Versailles Tigers in just a few minutes will tip it off against Eastern in a girls Division III state semifinal. The winner takes on Gilmore Academy tomorrow. Webcast airtime, should the Versailles Tigers win this game, will be at 4:45 p.m. tomorrow afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com. In addition to the In-Between, located south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world, we have other underwriting sponsors with us here on scoresbroadcast.com: Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. at Primary Eye Care. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you very much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Plus these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. In just a few seconds, the post-game wrap-up that Chuck and I offered you after the Versailles win over Summit Country Day. We'll have those comments that Chuck and I made following that Versailles Summit Country Day game just around the corner for you. Chuck McBee not with us here today. He is vacationing in Florida. Hello, Chuck. Hope you're tuned in and bring back some sunny skies and warm temperatures. Versailles Tigers beat Summit Country Day by a score of 50-33 in the regional championship game. And Chuck and I were really pleased about the Versailles Tigers' great play in that victory. Versailles was awesome. Splendid performance by the Versailles Tigers here today. Jackie Stonebreaker, like a jockey riding a horse, whipped this team into shape, Chuck, at the very perfect time. Once the Tigers closed the season and started the tournament trail, the Orange and Black have played their very best basketball of the entire 2016-17 season.
Yeah, no doubt, and this is when you want to do it. 38-14 rebounding advantage, 9-6 on the offensive board. They did turn the ball over 17 times. Summit very quick, had quick hands, put a lot of pressure on them, but none of the turnovers really did not affect the outcome of the game. Probably kept it from being a 30-point game. 10-12 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Summit was 9-17. They had Harris with 12 and Alexander with 11. On the other side, Tammy McEldowney led the Tigers with 17. Danielle Winter had 16. They got Elizabeth Ording, the sophomore, was terrific. She had 8. They got 4 from Smith-Meyer, 3 from Blakely, and 2 from Cammy Ording. They outscored 50-33. And the Clancy's players of the game for the Tigers, McEldowney was 17, and Danielle Winter was 16.
That was the report that Chuck and I offered to you following the Versailles Tigers' blitzing of Summit Country Day, 50-33 in the regional championship contest at Springfield. Summit Country Day came into that contest undefeated, having outscored its opponents by better than 20 per game all year long, and Versailles clobbered Summit Country Day by 17 points. One of the stars in that game for the Versailles Tigers was Danielle Winter, post player, junior, 6'2 performer. She was in double digits, had 7 rebounds in that game. And I talked to her after the Tigers' victory over Summit Country Day and asked her about the contest strategy for the number one ranked team in the state.
The game plan was to not let Country Summit Day, like, keep their offense going fast. We wanted to slow them down because they're used to moving the ball so fast. And then that really helped us and got them out of their game.
Well, you did just that. Versailles, pretty quick, too. I tell you what, you're about as quick as Summit Country Day. And obviously, Summit met their match here this afternoon. Tell me about that sweeping left-handed hook shot you made in the second half. It was a beauty.
I just went up strong and had confidence in myself, and I knew that if I put enough effort into it, it would go in.
And you had 2 or 3 strong stick backs on the offensive glass. Are you playing your best basketball of your career right now at Versailles? It seems like it.
Yes, this is probably the best I've played so far this year, and it's just coming in at the right time.
Tell me about your offensive sets in the half court. It looked like Versailles for 2 quarters today work that pick and roll, that slip screen, hit the elbow on the left or right side of the key pretty well, and Summit had difficulty stopping it. Tell us about that offensive set.
We knew that they had smaller posts, so if we worked in with our posts and screen and rolls work well to get it to our posts, and we knew if we do that, it'd be successful.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the chemistry on this Versailles High School basketball team. There are several seniors. You have a lot of depth. Underclassmen with experience, good JV squad in the pipeline, fine players at even younger grades. But the synergy, the chemistry, the teamwork, it is exceptional, right? I can see it.
Yeah, it comes on and off the court. We get along so well, and we're always cracking jokes with each other. It's just a lot of fun to play with everybody.
Now, tell me about some of those jokes you crack.
I'm not very good at cracking jokes.
Oh, Danielle Winter, the Versailles Tigers are mighty serious when they're out there on the floor. They've got a tough opponent facing them here today. Eastern, known as Sardinia Eastern, Winchester Eastern. Eastern from a spot in Brown Highland County, about 45 to 50 miles east of Cincinnati. The opponent here today, a club that's lost just one, and it is a sizable team. And certainly the Versailles Tigers will test the endurance, the pace of this Eastern club here today. Versailles very stingy defensively, game in, game out, making their opponents work for everything they get. The Tigers want to defend, rebound, and run the floor and get early scoring opportunities in the offensive half court if possible. And as we mentioned, the junior post player Danielle Winter, with whom we just spoke, is the young lady through whom the offense oftentimes does travel, although Tammy McElnatty, Camille Watcher, very diverse out at the guard spot. They can shoot it from long range. Both can drive to the basket and score and kick. Hats off to another orange and black girls team, the Jackson Center Tigers, who yesterday were nipped at the buzzer. A tough breaking loss suffered by the Jackson Center team, losing 37-35 to Waterford, which is back here for the third straight year in Columbus, having won the state title a year ago in Division IV. Waterford will face a very good Berlin Highland team tomorrow, which knocked off Ottoville with a buzzer beater in the second D4 state semifinal yesterday. Jackson Center outscored Waterford 17-5 in the fourth quarter, made a brilliant rally, and needed a stop on Waterford's final possession. Stuck with the first and second options extremely well, but allowed a drive through the middle of the lane at the buzzer, and Jackson Center was edged 37-35. We failed to highlight the seniors at the end of the game yesterday, who should be awarded our Clancy Star of the Game. And we're going to do that just now. Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Kristen Ware, Miranda Hickey, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, and Cameron Haney, all seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers. They won two consecutive Division IV state championships in volleyball and two fantastic runs to the Final Four. Back-to-back years in high school basketball in Division IV. We salute them, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Kristen Ware, Miranda Hickey, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, and Cameron Haney. They are our Clancy Stars of the Game from yesterday. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Danielle Winter of Versailles, from whom you heard a few minutes ago, was highlighting the closeness of this Versailles team, a club that does span several grades, freshman through senior, only one senior starter, but a handful of seniors on the varsity. She mentioned to me there is a family atmosphere, and you can say that again because of among 26 players in the entire program at Versailles, there are six sets of sisters, including Danielle and Lindsay Winter. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. And for multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, County Road 25A. Phone 937-492-1857. 937-492-1857 for Barker Insurance. Starting lineups, opening tip upcoming in just a couple of minutes. It's Versailles and Eastern Girls Division III State Semifinal from here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of Ohio State. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack Kramer along with Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, speaking to you from here at the Ohio State University, the Schottenstein Center. It's about, oh, I'd say 25 to 30% full for Versailles Tigers fans across the way behind the Versailles bench. And the Eastern fans directly behind us. We are at courtside, even with one foul line. The Eastern coaching staff and players are directly across from us. Should be an exciting game. The winner takes on Gilmore Academy tomorrow. We are on the web online, should Versailles win this contest, with tomorrow's state championship affair at 4:45, tip-off at 5:15. Gilmore Academy knocked off Columbus Afrocentric in the earlier D3 state semifinal by 11-65-54, rallying to catch Columbus Afrocentric late in the third quarter and pulled away to win comfortably by 11 points in what a lot of people said was a mild upset, not a big upset, but many predictions had Columbus Afrocentric in the state finals, not to be. Gilmore Academy, a very good club and a big team with three young ladies at 5'10 and 5'11 and one over 6 feet tall, is in the state championship game tomorrow to take on this winner. Starting lineups will be introduced momentarily for each team. A little more about this Eastern club. It's a solid rebounding team. More often than not this year, it will limit opponents to one and done at the opposition's offensive end. Good size. They box out extremely well. Allison Day, Alexa Pennington, the two star performers, hit the glass hard, and they can shoot it from anywhere on the floor. Again, weaknesses could be, as I suggested earlier in our pregame, a little lack of experience, strength of schedule, overall depth. Certainly, strength of schedule and overall depth are Versailles Tigers' pluses. Style of play, Eastern wants to get the ball to Allison Day and put her in scoring positions. Defensively, typically a man-to-man, and it's a club which will pack it in down inside. I'm not so sure that one performer, I don't care how good Allison Day is, and it remains to be seen, we'll see her on the floor in just a moment. It's going to be tough for one star player to beat this well-rounded Versailles team. Certainly the Versailles Tigers, a slight favorite in this second state semifinal here today, as both teams' entire rosters are being introduced. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a couple of Rushi sponsors. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum joined us here on scoresbroadcast.com last March, and they have been on Scores Broadcast with us ever since. In alternating fashion, a player from Versailles, then one from Eastern. The starters are coming onto the floor. Versailles, the visiting team on the scoreboard, attired in the road black from top to bottom. White numerals outlined in orange. Orange piping down the sides of the shorts. Southeastern in white from head to toe. Red numbers outlined in black. Red Eastern across the chest, and some red piping along the bottoms of the shorts. Opening five for the Versailles Tigers is as follows. Cammie McElDowney at guard, 5'7", junior, 15 points a game, a 45.5% three-point shooter. Camille Watrin, 6 points a game at the other guard, 5'5", a senior. She shoots threes at a 33% clip. Ellen Peters at a wing, 5'8", a junior, 3 points a game. Elizabeth Boarding, power forward, 5'11", senior, 63% field goal shooter, 8 points a game for Elizabeth. Danielle Winter in the middle, 50% from the floor, 6'2", a junior, 10 points per outing, and she put up 13 in the big regional championship win over Summit Country Day, 50-33. Starting lineup for Eastern includes Morgan Reynolds at a guard, 5'6 sophomore, 7 points per game. Allison Day, 6'1 a junior, 54% field goal shooter. That's right, better than 50% on the year from the field for Allison Day. 16 points a game, 11 rebounds. As I said, 6'1 and a junior. Alexa Pennington, 11 points a game. 34% three-point shooter, 6'1", a sophomore, shoots threes at better than a 33% clip. And Michaela Ferris, 6 foot a junior, starts at the post. She wears 43 on her back. She's at 10 points a game. And Whitney Broughton, 5'7", a junior, 38% three-point shooter, 8 points per contest, the fifth starter. Opening tip to start the game is won by Eastern, which brings it down the floor. Thrown to Day, top of the circle. Let's see who checks her at the start. It's Ellen Peters for Versailles. Tigers in their typical man-to-man. Ball thrown to Broughton out high. Broughton weaves to Michaela Ferris. Now to Alexa Pennington. Pennington at 6'1", plays 20 feet out on the floor. She screens for a three-point gunner. It's Day who tries it. No good off the back brace. Long rebound to Watrin of Versailles. She darts down the floor. Eastern amazingly sizable, and a couple of them play out on the edge of the offense. Ball thrown to Danielle Winter in the lane. Now to Peters, open look from 15, passes up the shot. Gives it to Watrin. She drives in traffic and took steps. Good call by the referee. No score. We played a minute. And the Versailles Tigers have three defenders in backcourt. They apply some heat. It goes inbounds to Allison Day. Hand off to Morgan Reynolds. Reynolds one-on-one against Watrin over the Ohio State logo. She falls down. She's on her knees. Bounces to a teammate, but it's too late. The 10-second count applies. It's a turnover. Tiger possession. Still no score. A minute 15 played in the game so far. Inbounded to McElhaney straight on. Assigned to her is Morgan Reynolds. That'll be quite a duel. McElhaney and Reynolds at guard. McElhaney spots up, thought about the three. Gave it to Peters behind the arc in the left flank. Peters to Watrin, back to Peters. It appears to be a man-to-man defense employed here by Eastern. Here's a drive into the lane by McElhaney. Throws near flank to Watrin. Open look for three-point land. Swish! A long one by Watrin is in there. And Versailles jumps on top 3-0. Might have been a matchup zone employed by Eastern. We'll take a close look at it next time down the floor. Here's a pass by Reynolds. Intercepted by Danielle Winter. Winter picked it off at the foul line. Threw it up to Watrin. Now to McElhaney. 5:54 to go, first quarter. Versailles up 3-0. Straight away, it goes to Elizabeth Ording. Down inside to Winter. Winter's got an open look with the left hand. A block attempt by Eastern, but a foul called on Michaela Ferris, the 6-foot junior. Danielle Winter at the stripe for Versailles. Two coming. 3-0 Tigers, 5:47 to go, opening period. Winter, open stance at the stripe, right foot ahead of the left. And she lines up the free throw and drops it home. 4-0 Versailles. Again, Eastern starts 6'1 junior Allison Day, 16 points a game. 6'1 sophomore Alexa Pennington, 11 points a game. And 6-foot junior Michaela Ferris, 10 points a game. And you can bet the Tigers will try to run the taller Eastern team. Both free throws good by the Tigers, who lead it 5-0. As Danielle Winter connected twice. Forecourt right, it's Broughton. Broughton on the dribble, right in the face of McElhaney, who swiped it. Cammie stole it, then couldn't hang on to the leather, and it rolls away from her out of bounds. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. 5-0 Versailles. Good start for the Tigers. Ball inbounded, deep right corner to Broughton. Broughton's got it on the arc. Hands off to Day, 30 feet away. Peters on her tightly. Now Day gives the ball up. Day rolls to the high post, then flashes out to the left corner. The ball is thrown down inside by Eastern. Caught low in the right by Ferris. Point blank range. She hits a 4-footer. Good entry from the right wing by Reynolds. First field goal by Eastern. Scored just over the 5-minute mark. First period. 5-2 Versailles. Here's McElhaney on top to Ording. Left flank to Peters. Ball rotated straight away to Watrin. Now McElhaney outside the arc on the right. McElhaney starts to drive into the lane. Leaves it for Watrin. Near corner Peters. Goes to the elbow on the left. Screens for Watrin, who guns another three ball and drills another one. Camille Watrin tore it here at the start. She's buried a couple trifectas from beyond the long line. And Versailles has jumped out to an 8-2 beginning. Eastern down the floor to the right. It's Reynolds. Deep right corner, Pennington at 6-1. Ball high overhead, lobs to Day at the elbow in the right. Down inside, it goes to Ferris. Ferris posting up and banking in another one. Two field goals for Ferris, 8-4 Versailles. Here's a long heave down the floor by Watrin, intended for Ording, low on the left, off her fingertips. It goes out of bounds. Yes, Substitution for the Versailles Tigers, Cammy McElhenney. It's a quick hit breather, and Versailles has entered into the game a newcomer, Brenna Blakely, 5'7 senior, very capable performer off the bench who sparkled against Summit Country Day in the regional championship game. Blakely's out there guarding Reynolds tightly. Baseline jumper by her, way short. Rebound loose on the deck, scrum for it. Tie up, out of bounds to Eastern. Below the basket, belonging to the white shirts, the home team, Eastern inbounding, right of the rim. Looking is a newcomer in off the bench. Jensen Sowers is 5'6 senior. Hits a teammate down inside. It's Day, a spinning one-hander from 8 feet out. Hits the rim, and kerplunk, it falls in there. Allison Day, leading scorer on the year for Eastern, gets her first two of the day, and it's 8-6. Versailles' lead is two. Two straight goals by Eastern. Around a turnover by Versailles. Outside the arc on the right, it's Watrin. Gives it up, deep right corner, gets it back. Now Blakely. It's a matchup zone by Eastern. And they're all over Danielle Winter in the lane, man-to-man. Here's a loose ball in the right corner. Versailles coughed it up. It goes out of bounds. Good defense by Eastern. Tigers have not gotten the ball comfortably down below the foul line. Two threes by Watrin. Versailles yet to solve this defense being displayed by Eastern so far. Versailles has dropped in a couple long balls, but unable to get the ball to Danielle Winter or Elizabeth Ording down inside. Pressure in backcourt, six players, three black shirts, three white shirts. It goes on the play to Morgan Reynolds up over the timeline. 8-6 for Sales, 3:14 to go in the first quarter. Day high right, gives it up to Pennington high left. Bounce pass into the lane for Day, knocked away, but Danielle Winter deflects it over to Watrin, and she strolls up over the center line. Now a new look defense employed by Eastern. It's a 1-2-2 with the very tall player, Allison Day, 6'1 junior, out on the point of the 1-2-2. Deep in the right corner, Tigers have it. Cammy Ording flips a pass into the paint. Spin around shot by Elizabeth Ording. 7-footer hit the back rim, fell off. Rebound Eastern. Jaunting down the floor, Morgan Reynolds. Gives it up on the arc to Alexa Pennington. Down inside to Day. Back to the three-point gutter. It's Reynolds, and she pumps it home. And Eastern's got its first lead. 9-8 over Versailles. 2:22 to go in the first. High post, Danielle Winter. Works against the zone. Flips on the arc to Blakely. Blakely to Watrin, who lines up another three ball and hits again. Camille Watrin with three triples for nine against Eastern here in the first quarter. 11-9 Tigers. Here's Day down the floor. Pulls up. 15-footer. Hit the heel. Long rebound. Watrin. Watrin on a mission. Down the floor in a hurry. All the way to the lane. To the basket. Driving layup. Good. But wipe it off the board. No goal. Eliminate the 2 points by Watrin. A brilliant drive. She's called for charging. Score remains Versailles 11, Eastern 9. A minute 51 to go here in the first quarter. Camille Watrin has had a superb initial 6 minutes plus for Versailles. Six players in backcourt. Pressure by the Tigers. Cammy Ording in off the bench, 5'8 senior, checking Allison Day, who now averts pressure, dribbles up over the timeline. Destini Rose in now, 6 foot senior, another tall player for Eastern. She catches in the lane, spin around shot, no good, too hard. Long rebound, Tigers. Down the floor to McElhenney. Watrin again tries it. Behind the 3 point line, no good, off the flange. Rebound in the paint, scrap for it. Tigers are on it, Eastern's on it. It's a jump, and it is Versailles' possession below the basket to our left. Ellen Peters in right now for Camille Watrin. Baseline right of the basket. Playmaker Peters for the Tigers. Into the left corner. Dishes to a teammate, Cammy Ording, who sets and shoots the three. A little shy of the mark, no good. Grazed the rim. Ball fell down into the lap of Ferris of Eastern. 2 point lead for Sales. Minute to go, first quarter. on the arc with the ball. Pennington to Day. Day open look inside the three-point line. Got it from 17. Two buckets now for Allison Day. Boy, she's the lady to watch. Versailles must defend her. We're tied at 11. We've got a good one brewing here at the Schottenstein Center. Tigers with possession. 48 seconds to go first quarter. Peters shot fake. Starts a drive. Meets resistance from 2 6-footers. Then gives it up on the arc to McIldowney. McIldowney arches up a long three. Swish! She's got it. McIldowney lights it up. She's got 1 3-pointer. Watrin's got 3. And the Tigers are up 14 to 11. 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Day down the floor, guarded by Pennington. Gives it up on the arc to Destiny Rose. Rose to Pennington. Pennington across the paint, half hook shot, 7-footer, wide of the mark. Loose ball rebound, gobbled up by Eastern. 8 seconds to go in the period. 14-11 Tigers. Here's a pass to Day in the post. Intercepted by Peters. Down the floor for Versailles. A long set shot from 30 feet. Deflected on the play by Eastern. And the first quarter finishes. 4 3-pointers by the Tigers have boosted Versailles to a 14-11 first quarter lead over Eastern on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it. Come on.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Rhett Gish here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. Eastern with possession as we kick off play here in the second quarter. Versailles up by 3, 14-11. Allison Day, the feature player for Eastern, has the ball out high right. She and Ferris exchange positions at the elbow. Ball is in the lap of Day. She goes baseline right, shoots a 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Ferris, strong. Underneath the basket, punched out by Versailles. A couple of good looks by Eastern. Neither shot fell in, though. First 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Ball lobbed inbounds to Pennington deep in the left corner. Out back to Ferris. It goes to Day, elbow on the left. Finds a player open opposite side of the floor, Cameron Pickerel, the 5'5 freshman in. To Day, baseline right. Good defense by Peters. Shot by Day off the side of the glass into the hands of Peters. Tigers possession down to McIldowney. At the top of the zone, it's Day. 1-2-2 zone look by Eastern. The Warriors stay in it despite the fact Versailles has drained 4 threes. Peters to Watrin. Right wing McIldowney. Watrin straight away. Near side Peters. They try to go short corner. No one open. Skip pass. Cross court to McIldowney. Now Watrin 25 feet out. Very good tight 1-2-2 zone here by Sardinia Eastern. Ball entered into the lane. Open shooter Lindsay Winter. Good on the 10-footer. Lindsay Winter in off the bench for Versailles. Flashed to the post. She caught it. And Lindsay, the 6'1 freshman, knocked down the hoop to give Versailles a 16-11 lead. We played a minute 30 here in the second quarter. Far left wing with the ball. It's Destiny Rose with it for Eastern. Gives it up out back to the three-point shooter. It's Whitney Broughton from long range. Off to the right. Missed it badly. Rebound down to Versailles. McIldowney on the loose down the floor. Drives into traffic in the lane. It's called offensive. Tammy McIldowney went up against a couple six-footers. They didn't budge. Good call by the referee. Possession Eastern, which trails Versailles 16-11. 6:05 to go here in the second quarter. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission is vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. 498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. That's facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Against full court pressure, Eastern inbounds. Versailles slaps it out of bounds. Now Eastern gets it in as Morgan Reynolds zips down the right side of the floor, picked up by Watron 30 feet away. Now to Day on the arc. Whistle blows down inside. What do we have? 3-second call. No shoving off away from the ball against Eastern. Tigers possession. Ferris picked up number 2 as she set a non-stationary screen. Did the 6-foot junior. She's got a couple of fouls. Near side pass goes to Peters. Foul line. Daniel Winter open. Squares up. Shoots the 15-footer off to the left. Peters tries to gobble up the loose ball in the left corner. She got a hand on it, and then her arm was pulled back. Foul called against Eastern. That occurred directly in front of us here at courtside, and that was a good choice by the referee. Common foul. Versailles will inbound in the very corner of the floor. Inbounded. Quick three tried by Cammie Ording, way short of the mark. She's had 2 from that spot on the court. Neither got there. Easy rebound, Eastern. Allison Day midcourt. Peters on her tightly, like a glove fits a hand. Now to Reynolds, baseline left. Started a motor toward the rim. Watron shut her off. Out high, it goes on the play to Pennington. Pennington gives it up to Ferris. Back to Pennington, 30 feet out. Allison Day posting up momentarily. On the dribble, Pennington back to Day at the elbow in the right. Peters guards her tightly. Day to the baseline. A running banker in. Oh, what a shot by Allison Day. Not much of an angle. She skimmed it in off the glass. Boy, she's a terrific player. Allison Day, 3 field goals, 4 Eastern. 16-13, Versailles, 5-point lead, dwindles to 3. Here's a drive from the right corner by the Tigers. Put up on the run by Watron. It bounces, no good. Rebound pounded out to the foul stripe, and Cammie Ording gets it for Versailles. Now to Peters, back to Cammie. Boy, this Eastern team is huge. 3 ladies, 6 feet tall and plus. Daniel Winter, baseline right, double team, spins, ducks under the defender, Alexa Pennington, and scores! What a play by Daniel Winter. Nice maneuvering by her, good footwork. She displayed excellent agility on that shot to the hoop. Daniel Winter with a nice 2-pointer to give Versailles the 5-point lead again, 18-13. Here's a long 3 by Eastern from the left wing. The 6-1 player, Pennington, popped out, tried it from the long line, way short. It glanced off the rim, and Watron dashed for the rebound in the corner of the floor. Brought it down to Danielle Winter. To Watron, far right side. Down inside to Elizabeth Ording. She goes to work on the block. Up and in for 2. Versailles has stormed now to a 7-point lead. Widest margin of the game. Full timeout Eastern. 3:45 to go till halftime. 7-point lead Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack Kramer with ScoresBroadcast.com Chief Engineer Rhett Gish here at the Schottenstein Center, Ohio State University. Chuck McBee in Florida with family. We've got the state semifinal, Girls Division III, for you here today. Rhett and I at courtside as Eastern trailing Versailles by 7 brings the ball down the floor. It took the Tigers about 12 minutes to solve the zone by Eastern, but in the last two possessions, Versailles got nice inside goals from Danielle Winter and Elizabeth Ording to stretch the advantage out to 7. Now Eastern, after the timeout, some poor ball handling down in the right corner of the floor, and the ball is fumbled away out of bounds off Reynolds last, and the Tigers have got the ball back up 7, 3:20 to go here in the second. Versailles 30 feet out. It's McElnowney. Now to Brenna Blakely. Starts to drive. Gives it back to Cammy. Cammy's in the left corner. Boy, everywhere you turn, Eastern's got a 6-foot defender on a Versailles player. Fumbled ball, foul line. Picked up by McElnowney. Open look. 14-footer. Good! Cammy McElnowney got the deflected pass. She was aware. Alert play by her. Had space below the foul stripe and hit it. And Versailles is in the lead now by 9, 22-13. Boy, you can tell this Eastern team is becoming a little winded. Versailles pushing the pace, heightening the intensity, and Eastern is starting to slow down. Allison Day's got the ball 30 feet away, picks up her dribble, in trouble, handoff on the play to Reynolds. Reynolds guarded by Blakely near the center line. Overplay by Danielle Winter. Interception by her all the way down the floor. Got it for 2 more. And the Tigers have busted this thing open by 11. Double-digit cushion, 24-13. Good defensive play by Danielle Winter. She anticipated the pass at the top of the key, broke on it nicely, made the intercept. And she strode the other way for a bucket. Here's a missed shot by Pennington in the lane. And here is Eastern trailing Versailles down the floor. Tigers run it beautifully. Inside layup, Danielle Winter. Great assist by Cammy McElnowney. A splendid 4-on-2 fast break by Versailles, which leads it 26-13. Tigers have doubled the score. We're late in the second. A minute 57 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
Full court pressure will be applied by Versailles as the Tigers continue to try to put this Eastern team under duress. Versailles has doubled the count, 26-13. Biggest spread of this game. Eastern clearly reeling, starting to wear down. Minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Allison Day, who's played every second, she's the star player for Eastern, is tiring. She catches the ball 30 feet away, gives it up. Then Allison posts up in the lane, catches a pass, turnaround shot, well, being double-teamed, 10-footer, danced off the rim, no good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Versailles. Eastern will throw in baseline left. Well, if the Tigers can hang on to this 13-point lead or even expand it a little bit further, the orange and black will be in good shape starting the final two quarters. With the ball, Reynolds 30 feet out for Eastern. The winner of this game gets Gilmore Academy, 4:45, webcast time tomorrow on scoresbroadcast.com. Should Versailles win? Foul line, spin move by Ferris. Ferris to Pennington. Pennington twisting down the lane, flips in a 7-footer. Nice field goal, Pennington of Eastern. A minute to go in the first half. Tigers up 26-15. Deep in the right corner with the ball is Lindsay Winter. Throws to the post to Elizabeth Boarding, who nearly walked, might have. On the arc to Cammy McElnowney, whose shot puts up a 3-ball. It hit the rim, deflected to Blakely in the corner. Back to Cammy. Cammy drives the lane, and the ball is slapped away. Good block by Day of Eastern. 43 seconds to go in the first half. Versailles 26, Eastern 15. It's been a superb first two quarters defensively by the Tigers. They have thwarted this triumvirate of three tall ladies for Eastern. Eastern's got the ball 30 feet out. It's Reynolds. 23 seconds to go. Reynolds on the bounce against Blakely. Dumps it left side to Rose. Back to the basket in the lane. Broughton twisting, turning, missing the eight-footer. It's into the lap of McElnatty. Long throw for Elizabeth Ording. Broken up below the basket by Pennington of Eastern. It goes out of bounds. Tigers have 9.6 to go in the first half. Camille Watron in for Blakely. An offensive substitution right here. Tigers up 11. Watron to inbound. Looks for the cutter in the lane. Danielle Winter, Lindsay Winter, they both came toward the playmaker. The ball was kicked out by Eastern. Watron again. Lob for Danielle Winter once more. Day bats it up against the basket support. 8.2 to go in the first half. Tigers up 11. Camille Watron more toward the corner. Goes to Lindsay Winter, right part of the floor. Five to go. On tap to McElnatty. Step back three. Bouncing. No good. Rebound Tigers in the right corner. Ording tracks it down. Elizabeth has it. And the first half finishes. A good initial two quarters for the Tigers. Biggest lead, 13. It's 11 at the break. Versailles 26, Eastern 15. Girls Division III state semifinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer with Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer here at courtside at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. Girls Division III state semifinal. Versailles on top of Eastern by 11, 26-15. The winner will play Gilmore Academy, which in the previous game knocked off Columbus Afrocentric, pulling away to take it by 11, 65-54. The state championship game tomorrow, 5:15 tip. Webcast time, should Versailles win this game, we would be online at 4:45 p.m. from here at the Schottenstein Center tomorrow. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Longtime underwriting sponsor, Wilson Health in Sydney. The stats favor the Versailles Tigers, who walked out on the floor at the start of this game and began shooting extremely well. In fact, the Tigers are 4 of 9 from the three-point mark. Camille Watron, 3 of 4. Cammy McElnatty, 1 of 3. Cammy Ording, 0 for 2 from behind the arc in that second quarter. Scoring for the Tigers in the first half. Watron with 9, McElDowney 5, Danielle Winter with a splendid second quarter in which she dropped in all 8 of her points. 3 of 4 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the stripe for Danielle. Elizabeth Ordingham, 8 field goal and 2 tries. And Lindsay Winter, also a second quarter bucket. 1 of 1 shooting for her. Versailles scorching the Nets. 10 of 19 shooting for 53% here in the first half of this game. Taking a look at the foul issues for the Versailles Tigers. Amazingly, Versailles played very good, tight, scrappy defense the first 16 minutes and picked up just 2 personal fouls, 1 on McElDowney and 1 on Watron. For Winchester Eastern, Allison Day, 3 of 8 shooting. She's missed 5 shots, 0 for 1 behind the arc. She appeared to get a little draggy in that second quarter. She's the workhorse for this team, better than 15 points a game. And she's had the ball in her hands a lot. And the Versailles Tigers defensively are trying to make life tough on her and have done a fine job doing that so far. So Day is 3 of 8 on twos, 6 points. Michaela Ferris, 2 of 3 on two-pointers, 4 points. Morgan Reynolds has a 3-pointer in 1 attempt for 3. And Alexa Pennington is 1 of 5 down inside. Or I should say 1 of 3 down inside, 0 of 2 behind the arc. She's got 2 points, only 15 total points for Eastern here in the first half on 7 of 20 shooting from the floor for 35%. Personal foul situation 2 on Michaela Ferris, who is a tall 6'1" performer. She's got a couple fouls. And Whitney Broughton has also picked up 1. Minimal fouls in this game, 15 turnovers, 7 by Versailles, 8 by Eastern. Versailles led 14-11 after 1 and outscored Eastern 12-4 in that second quarter. Tigers lead it 26-15. Biggest advantage, as I mentioned, was 13 at 26-13. That's our halftime report of this girls' D3 state semifinal. Versailles in front by 11 over Winchester Eastern, 26-15 on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The Versailles Tigers head back onto the floor here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of Ohio State. Versailles 26, Eastern 15. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Winner takes on Gilmore Academy tomorrow, tip-off 5:15. Should Versailles win, we'll be online for you on scoresbroadcast.com at 4:45. Our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com up next, and we highlight seniors for the Versailles Tigers. And when you look down the roster, there are several: Camille Watrin, Brenna Blakely, Emily Langenkamp, Cammie Ording, Bailey Huffman, Claire Schmidtmeyer. A wealth of 12th grade talent for the Versailles Tigers, outstanding student athletes. We recognize them here today thanks to LaCalle, which is located in Jackson Center, having moved to Shelby County in the early 1980s from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And since our start here on scoresbroadcast.com, LaCalle Equipment has promoted student academic success among student athletes in the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. And we are so thankful for LaCalle, a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com, which has been a strong promoter of academics among student athletes that take part in the two leagues. These seniors for Versailles under the spotlight here today, thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Do not miss out on outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Extremely high-quality furniture meeting your budget's needs. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. ENAfurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Versailles Tigers have the ball to start the third quarter and are milking the clock patiently, trying to compress the length of this third period. Here is Watrin out high, feeds down inside to Elizabeth Ording, shot blocked, but Daniel Winter scoops up the garbage and lays it in. Daniel Winter now with 10 points in the last 9 minutes of this game, spanning the second and third quarters. And the Tigers have restored their biggest lead, 13, 28 to 15. Minute gone here in the third. Eastern's got the ball 25 feet away. It's Pennington. Inside to Day. Day going to work around Peters. The ball skims all the way around the rim and comes off. No good. Rebound punched out by Versailles. Eastern will throw in. Allison Day now 3 of 9 shooting. That ball hopped around the rim, hit every centimeter of it, wouldn't go in. Eastern retains control of the ball. It's Broughton, 30 feet away. The five players in each team who started the game are on the floor now here at the beginning of the third quarter. McElDowney gets a fist on the ball, drives it into the scorer's table across the way. Eastern will inbound once more. It goes to midcourt to Alexa Pennington. Pennington on the dribble. Gives it to Ferris at the high post. She's playing with two fouls. Now to Reynolds, top of the key. Still dribbling. A lot of dribbling by her. Has a little cavity. It opens up, driving to the rim. Banked it too hard, no good. put a defensive foul on Versailles near the basket. Two free throws upcoming for Morgan Reynolds of Eastern, which is down 28-15 to Versailles. 6:27 left to go, third quarter. Free throw by Reynolds, dips the knees and swishes it to make it 28-16. Versailles in the lead. Second shot here by Reynolds. It's on the way toward the rim, and it didn't touch it. Got all net again. The lead for the Tigers, 11. Quickly down the floor, Peters in the left corner for Versailles. Out on top to McElDowney. Allison Day is staying right with Cammie McElDowney. And it is still a zone defense being applied. Looks like a 2-3 now by Eastern. Ball pitched into the paint to Daniel Winter. Hook shot, 7-footer short. Good defense on the play by Pennington, and Eastern's got the rebound. Eastern forecourt to her left. It's Broughton. Left corner, Pennington, a drive, baseline. Out of nowhere comes Peters and gets a mid on it and swats it out of bounds. The shot didn't get to the basket. 5:53 to go here in the third quarter. 28-17 Versailles. Inbounding right of the rim, Reynolds. Feeds a teammate low on the left. Short shot, but Ferris bounced around, came off. Versailles has the rebound on the boundary, though. Below the basket is Danielle Winter. She went sprawling for it. Out of bounds to Eastern once more. Eastern got a close look after the last inbounds pass, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Ball pitched to Day in the lane. She's double-teamed. Hook shot, 8-footer. Hard, no good. Rebound, Daniel Winter of the Tigers. 3 of 10 shooting now for Allison Day. Quickly down the floor, McElDowney. Out back to watching for the Tigers. McElDowney left corner, looks inside for Elizabeth Ording. Can't find her. Watrin right flank to Peters. Ellen foul line takes the shot. High archer off to the left, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Watrin. Back outside to McElDowney. 5:16 to go in the third. Right wing, Watrin for Versailles. Looks for Daniel Winter, who sets a screen. Left flank, McElDowney. Shot fake. Watrin on top. Has a little crease. Drives into the paint area. Over guarding called against Eastern. Common foul, ball out of bounds to the Tigers. We played 3 minutes here in the third quarter. Versailles led at the end of two, 26-15. Each team has notched a bucket in the second half. Ball thrown to Daniel Winter in the post. It's wide of her, and it is taken on the play by Broughton of Eastern. Bad pass, Tigers. Down the floor to Day. Chest pass, right wing to Pennington. She tries to drop it off to Ferris, intercepted by McElDowney of Versailles. She strolls down the floor, around one player. Late pass down inside, bobbled, kicked out to Watrin for a three. Off to the left, no good. Strong rebound, Elizabeth Ording. On the arc to McElDowney, who shoots another three ball and puts it in. Cammie McElDowney lights it up from three-point land. And the Tigers have their biggest cushion, 31-17. 4:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Allison Day staggers down the floor for Eastern. Boy, she is becoming weary. You cannot light her language out on the court right now. Here's a drive by Versailles down the floor. One pass, two passes. Winter missed it inside. Rebound stuck in on the play. Good follow by Elizabeth Ording. And the nonverbal language by Allison Day. And the Eastern team is showing its colors. Here's a long three-point ball, though. Good by Pennington. Boy, did Eastern need that one. From the extreme right corner, she buried a three. The Tigers have gone up a 16 momentarily at 33-17. The key to Eastern's comeback is going to be Allison Day, but she is only shooting 3 for 10. And she has slowed down quite a bit. Versailles with quick passing. Baseline jump shot by Watrin. Rattles out, no good. Peters on a short follow. It missed, and it comes down to Eastern. 3:14 to go in the third quarter. Up over the timeline, it's Allison Day. Being checked by Peters, who nearly knocked it loose. And it's fumbled on the play by Day. She got the ball a step into the forecourt. Had to go across the line to recover. And it's over and back. All caused by Ellen Peters with very tight defense at the center stripe. another turnover against Eastern, which is down by 13, 33-20. 3:07 left in the third. Boy, Peters was dogging Day, who didn't like it, and she lost the ball into the backcourt after being trapped just over the timeline. Oh, great teamwork by Versailles. Low on the left to Lindsay Winter, who hits a cutter coming in from the right wing. Claire Schmidtmeyer in off the bench, couldn't get the shot to go, but she was hammered. Versailles Tigers with very nifty, quick passing right now are hitting the inside of Eastern's offense hard, or I should say defense, very hard. Free throw by Schmidtmeyer. Switch, she's got it. Well, we alluded in the pregame that Versailles' depth and pace might go a long way to wearing down Eastern. It's doing just that. Second free throw, Schmidtmeyer is good as well. She connects twice. Versailles Tigers with players always ready on the bench. Schmidtmeyer answers the bell with a big 2 points from the stripe. And the lead for Versailles is 15-35-20. Biggest advantage was at 33-17. At the three-minute mark of the third. Here's Allison Day catching the ball top of the circle. Barrels down the lane all the way to the cup. A left-handed layup off the backboard is good by Allison Day. The lead for the Tigers is 35-22. Here's a baseline jump shot by Schmidtmeyer. No good. Strong rebound. Offensive glass work by Danielle Winter. Up and through. Tigers up 15 again. 37-22. 2:25 to go, third quarter. On the arc, it's Pennington. Baseline right to Reynolds. Drives, gets around a man, and banks it home for Eastern. Eastern needs a stop. Versailles wings it down the floor. Watron into the corner for Schmidtmeyer. Broken up, but Day goes out of bounds. Checking in is Jensen Sowers for Eastern. A 5'6 senior, Cammie McEldowney, on the floor for Camille Watron. She'll team up at guard with Brenna Blakely. Lindsay Winter on the court along with Claire Schmidtmeyer. And Danielle Winter is in at pivot. It goes to Lindsay at the foul line. Turnaround, open look, 15-footer, hit the heel, no good. Rebounded by Ferris of Eastern. 2 minutes even to go in the third quarter. Versailles up 13, 37-24. Halftime score was 26-15. So here in the third, Versailles has outpointed Eastern by two. Oh, a little give and go. Nice pick and roll right side of the floor. Here's a running bank shot by Ferris. It rimmed. Rebound Sowers. Tried to make a pocket pass below the basket today. It's kicked out. Alert play by Lindsay Winter. Minute 40 to go in the third. Baseline Sowers. Throws in. Head of the key. Caught there by Pennington down the lane. A flyer from 10 feet. Way short, but she was tagged on the wrist. Two free throws, Pennington for Eastern. Minute 37 left in the third. Versailles Tigers up by 13, 37-24. Pennington dips the knees, swishes the foul shot to make it 37-25. Versailles, Elizabeth Ording and Ellen Peters on the floor for Claire Schmidtmeyer and Danielle Winter for the Tigers. Well, Claire gave a very solid account of herself while she was in. Schmidtmeyer performed nicely while on the court for the Tigers. Both free throws by Pennington, dead center. The lead for Versailles, 11, 37-26. It was as much as 33-17. Here's Allison Day out of the top of the circle, drop kicking the ball out of bounds into media row. Tigers inbounding down to her right. McEldowney takes it from Blakely. Day all over McEldowney. Day chasing. Ball goes left corner to Blakely. Now right baseline. Lindsay Winter back to McEldowney on the arc. Skips it to Peters. Back to Cammie straight away. Back to Ellen Peters. Here's Cammie 30 feet out on the floor. A minute 6 to go, third quarter. 37-26 Tigers. Deep left corner, Blakely hits a cutter in the lane. Elizabeth Ording. Ording spots up and banks it in with the left hand. Oh, what a good dish off on that play. Elizabeth was right where she needed to be. Boy, that was a sign of excellent chemistry by Versailles in the half court, that sequence of passes and the made shot by Elizabeth Ording. 40 seconds to go in the third. 39-26 Tigers. Way out on the right side, it's Pennington. To Ferris, back to Pennington. Baseline drive, a couple Tiger players hit the deck. Offensive foul ruled against Alexa Pennington of Eastern. Good call by the referee. 31.8 to go in the third. Tigers ahead by 13. It was 11 at the half. Versailles with a two-point edge here in this period. Here's a backcourt foul committed by Reynolds of Eastern. Of the common variety, Versailles will throw in. Well, the last offensive pattern run by Versailles was exceptionally good. Patience, discipline, crisp passing. Fairly short passing. The ball wound up into the post to Elizabeth Ording, and she had her patented 6 or 7 foot banker low in the left, and she drained it to give the Tigers the 13-point lead back. Deep in the right corner, it is Blakely. Down inside, it's Lindsay Winter. Turnaround, Jay, no good. Elizabeth Ording, Johnny on the spot. Sticks in the rebound. Tigers up 15. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Sowers down the floor to Day. Day 30 feet away, a second remaining. A long three-point bomb. Hit the edge of the backboard, no good. 4 of 13 shooting for Allison Day, leading scorer. For this Eastern team, the Tigers in command, 41-26 after three on scores.broadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Versailles 41, Eastern 26. Tigers three-fourths of the way to meeting Gilmore Academy in the girls Division III state title game at 5:15 tomorrow. That's tip time. If Versailles hangs on here and wins, we've got the webcast beginning at 4:45 tomorrow. Here's a long three by Pennington. Took the pass from Day. Shot no good, way short. Rebound, bounds out towards center court. Tracking it down is Peters for the Tigers. Versailles has McEldowney, Peters, Watron, Danielle Winter, Elizabeth Ording, the five who started the game out there now. Zone defense applied by Eastern. Nope, they've switched. It's a man. It goes to Danielle Winter in the lane. Out on top to Watron, right flank, Cammie McEldowney. Eastern clearly out of the zone for maybe only the second time in this contest. A minute gone in the fourth. Tigers lead by 15. And here's a look into the middle to Elizabeth Ording. The player is on her back. Foul called against Eastern. Third on Pennington, inbounding the ball in front of the Tigers bench is Peters. Peters looks, flips into Watron. Watron dribbles, elbow in the right, and then stops. Reverses, comes back out on top. Handoff on the plate, Ellen Peters. Peters 25 feet away. 30 feet away now to Watron, who veers off into the right corner. Down to 6:43 to go. And we got a push off away from the ball against Eastern. Nope, a kick committed by the Warriors. Inbounding again, Versailles. Tigers compressing the length of this fourth quarter. Milking the clock. Eastern will have to pick up fouls in order to eventually send Versailles to the line for the 1-1. Inbounded to Danielle Winter, being hounded at side court by Allison Day, who grapples the arm of Danielle. Another common foul. 16 fouls now on Eastern, and Versailles is in the bonus. Looking to throw in is Peters, goes to Watra near midcourt. McIldowney comes to get it. 41-26 Tigers. McIldowney spin move, high right. Day over guards, goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Cross-court Watrin. Down inside to Elizabeth Ording. She goes up and under and draws the two-shot foul very cleverly. Elizabeth Ording has been sharp in the post. On this sequence that just occurred, she posted and reposted two, three different times. Eventually, the Tigers got the ball on the left side of the floor and made a good angle entry to Elizabeth. Her left-hand free throw is right on. 42-26 Tigers. The 16-point advantage matches the biggest deficit Eastern has faced in this game. 6:31 remaining in the fourth period. Second shot, Elizabeth Ording. One, two, three bounces on the way. In and out, rolling out. No good. Tough break. Rebound down to Day. That shot pinballed around. Was in twice. Eastern got the rebound. Deep three, right corner, Broughton. Way short. She tries to follow. Watrin beat her to it. Players get undercut. Scramble for the loose ball. Tie up, Versailles possession. Tigers in the lead by 16, 42-26. Eastern needed a made three right there by Broughton. It didn't happen. And the Tigers have the ball. Eastern will have to foul. Eight players in backcourt. Peters set to throw it in. It goes to Danielle Winter. Back to Peters. Up the right side to Camille Watrin. Crossover dribble. Down the right side of the floor. She's double-teamed momentarily. Camille on the loose. Gives it up to Peters in the left corner. Now to McIldowney. To Camille. Cross-court. Foul line. Danielle Winter. Bolts down the right side of the lane. Knocked away by Ferris. Danielle gets it back. Now to McIldowney. 5:50 to go in the fourth. Tigers up 42-26. Ball released near the timeline to Watrin, who circles to the near side of the floor, and Day hooks her. It's a foul on Allison Day. Three fouls on Allison Day, who gets a respite here. Boy, her body language has showed some weariness over the last quarter and a half or so. Looked to me like Eastern became a little fatigued very late in the second quarter of this game. Versailles' depth, pace, quickness has begun to wear this Eastern team down, not to mention the 16-point spread. The free throw by Watrin hit the heel, no good. Rebound down to Reynolds, up to Broughton, back to Reynolds, driving toward the rim, and she took steps. Good defense for the Tigers. There was maybe some contact, but after the Eastern player attempted to avoid the reach and shuffled the feet as a result. 5:39 to go in the game. Versailles up 42-26. Peters in backcourt, and the ball is mishandled. Loose, picked up by Broughton. Eastern's got it on the arc to Pennington. Lobbing down inside, knocked away by Versailles. Picked up by Reynolds. Reynolds near the rim, shot no good. And her arm is slapped on the play by Daniel Winter. 5:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Actually, Brenna Blakely was officially charged with it. At the stripe, Reynolds for Eastern, which is down by 16, make it 15 as that shot bounces around and drops through the net. Under 5.5 to go in the fourth. Tammy McIldowney back out on the court for Brenna Blakely for the Versailles Tigers. Second shot, Reynolds for Eastern. Spins the ball in the palm of her hands. Arches it up. No good. Strong. It hit the heel and landed on the shoulders of Danielle Winter to Lindsay Winter. Up the right side to Camille Watrin. Watrin 30 feet away. Bounds in the right corner to Lindsay. Lindsay's pushed. Double team. No call. There's the whistle eventually. Versailles got a timeout. 5:13 left in the fourth. We'll keep it right here. Versailles Tigers 42, Eastern 27. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions. They include remote management, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions offers promotional specialty items which can be customized. An array of t-shirts, all shapes and sizes, pens, mugs, a myriad of promotional items can be customized by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Call 937-538-6948, 538-6948 for Adam Rice, who features high-quality computer service on time. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Thanks so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout-outs to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, on board with us for the last year here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime at Primary Eye Care. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. After the Versailles timeout, the Tigers threw it inbounds. Cammie McElDowney promptly fouled on the play. She's at the stripe. Misses, no good short. She had initiated a drive right down the lane to the rim, fouled the act of shooting, missed the first, and nailed the second. And the Versailles Tigers have a 16-point lead again, 43-27. Tigers once led 33-17. It's back up to 16 once more. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Reynolds. She's got an opening down the lane, glides toward the basket, and connects on the left-hander. A teardrop right in front by Reynolds. 43-29, Tigers up 14. Here's a push-off in the half court as the ball was fed up the left side. Caught on the play by the Tigers' Cammie Ording. And she was decked, and she's at the stripe. Double bonus time now for Versailles. Lead for the Tigers is 14. Well, since Versailles had stretched it to 11 at the halftime break, Eastern has not gotten it to 10 or below since. It was 11 again once late in the third. First free throw made by Cammie Ording. Second shot is right on the mark as well. Boy, Cammie Ording, Claire Schmidtmeyer in off the bench today for the Versailles Tigers. Solid play all over the floor. Each has gone to the foul line for two shots each. Very calmly dropped in a pair. And that's the story of Versailles season. Everybody contributes. Yep, there's a starting five. Only one senior in that beginning group. But players line up eagerly to come in off the bench, subbing for head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. And they do equally well as the starters. Here is a pass into the post to Pennington, knocked away momentarily by Versailles. Picked up by Reynolds in the right corner for Eastern, which is down 45-29. On the arc day, long, high-arching three ball. Count it! Boy, she hoisted in a three. That was a skyscraper. That's the Allison Day the Eastern fans have seen all year long, but she's been held in check here this afternoon by Versailles. Timeout called by Eastern. 4:19 left in the game. Versailles up by 13, 45-32. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. And for several years now, Barker Insurance is the number one most valued agency in the area, representing firms like Erie, Beacon, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. Barker Insurance, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Here's Versailles down the floor quickly, beating the press. Inside it goes to Elizabeth Ording, up and in for two. And a foul against Eastern. Boy, the Tigers whipped the pressure D. Eastern applied it full court style. And Versailles' quickness showed up promptly. Zip, zip, zip. One, two, three passes down the floor. And coming in from the left flank was Elizabeth Ording on the bank shot. She popped it in, and she's at the stripe. A three-point chance to push the lead to 16 again. It's up and too hard. Rebound volleyballed around. Daniel Winters got it to McElDowney, and the Tigers reset. 4 minutes left in the game. Here's a foul. 25 feet from the basket against Eastern. And it goes against Whitney Broughton at the stripe. Now Ellen Peters for Versailles. Tigers shooting free throws, 62% clip on the year. Foul shot Peters, dead on. 48-32 Versailles, halfway through the fourth quarter. Versailles Tigers, barring a miracle comeback by Eastern, will play Gilmore Academy tomorrow, 5:15 tip, 4:45 webcast time here on scoresbroadcast.com. Both free throws by Peters are in the middle of the ring. She notches each. Here's Versailles with a takeaway in the half court. Nice play by Peters. Long lead out to Watron, back to Ellen. Drive, shoots, no good. Stick back, Daniel Winter rolling off, no good. Watron tries to save and does. Flips it inbounds to McElDowney, and the Tigers reorganize on offense with 3:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Leading 49-32. This is the biggest lead of the game. Outside the arc on the left, it's Peters, 25 feet away. Peters on the bounce, coming out to catch Daniel Winter. Winter being harassed and fouled near the center stripe. It goes against Pennington of Eastern. Well, it's going to be a long, drawn-out last 3 minutes plus. Eastern being pummeled now by 17. Versailles Tigers should be able to coast to victory here in the last 3 minutes of this contest. Foul shot by Versailles, up and in. Danielle Winter is on the money with it. Second free throw here by Danielle. She eyes the goal, shoots and scores once more. Versailles Tigers hot at the stripe in this game now. Midcourt on the bounce, Allison Day. Versailles was 4 of 4 through 3 periods. Versailles only missed 3 on the entire afternoon. Hot shooting at the stripe by the Tigers here in the 4th. Long 3-point try by Ferris. Off the back rim, no good. She missed it for Eastern. Rebound down to Versailles. Tigers up comfortably now by 19. 51-32. 2:55 to go in the game. Here is Broughton out in the arc, fouling Cammie McElDowney. It's side court right in front of the Tigers' bench. Versailles Tigers at the free throw line. McElDowney strolls there once more, and she swishes it. Cammie, a very adept foul shooter, 75% plus on the year. Up and in again. Each one right through the twine perfectly. And Versailles has amassed a 21-point lead, 53-32. Versailles Tigers, Gilmore Academy tomorrow, 5:15 tip, on the web at 4:45. Allison Day down the right side of the floor. She's upended by Peters, who commits the foul. It's a common one. Gilmore Academy, like Eastern, very big. Gilmore with a player over 6 feet, two more 5'11", one at 5'10". But it's a club with a little more depth than Eastern, and it's a team with all around more athleticism, i.e. the victory by Gilmore over Columbus Afrocentric rather easily, pulling away in the fourth quarter to take a 65-54 verdict in the other state semifinal played earlier today. Afrocentric led for 2.5 quarters. Gilmore Academy with a big push late in the third, caught Afrocentric, surpassed him, and one going away by 11. There's a long three ball missed by Eastern. It went out of bounds. Tigers inbounded up the floor to McElDowney. She's at the timeline, looks at head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, full timeout called by the Tigers. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles on its way to a big state semifinal triumph over Eastern. It's a 21-point game, 53-32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, unlike the first state semifinal game earlier today when Gilmore Academy beat Columbus Afrocentric in a competitive contest, final deficit was 11, although it was even with about 6.5 minutes to go. This game has turned into a blowout, 53-32 Versailles. Tigers have the ball at the offensive end with 2:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles free throw shooting spot on here in the fourth. Ball inbound to deep right corner. Long three, McIldowney no good. Rebound low on the left by Camille Watron. Camille went in there among the bigs, got the board, and dropped it in from short range. She has dazzled here today, made three threes early in this contest. Everybody for Versailles contributing as always. Teamwork, chemistry, excellent. Minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter, 55-32 Versailles. Broughton, top of the circle, dribbles foul line. Hands off to Pennington, who launches a three, 27-footer, way outside. Short rim, backboard no good. Rebound out of Watron. Watron skips down the floor for Versailles and charges all the way to the basket. Defensive foul against Eastern, which got there late. Camille gets up slowly. Boy, the Tigers will need to save some of this speed and energy for Gilmore Academy tomorrow. That should be a stellar Girls Division III state championship game. Right now, I would say even Steven. Both teams with good size. Versailles, perhaps a little more depth. Gilmore Academy, quite the physical club. Free throw line, Watron shooting. Two foul shots for her. No good off the flange, hard. And wholesale changes for Eastern, and they're coming for Versailles as well. As Peters sits down for one. The lead for the Tigers, 55-32. Second foul shot made by Camille Watron. First was missed. And the lead is 24, 56-32. A minute 20 left to go in the game. Here's a midcourt steal. Nice takeaway by the Tigers. It's Watron on the run out the other direction, driving and laying it through. And the lead for the Tigers is 26 now. Versailles pouring it on up, 58-32. A minute 12 to go in the fourth. Near side pass goes to Sowers. Out on top for Eastern to Allison Malott, a 5'5 sophomore, new in off the bench. She goes to Destiny Rose in the corner, a 6-foot senior. Here's a drive by Rose into the lane. Running one-hander, banked off the rim. No. Rebound, low on the right. Good. Jensen Sowers scurried in, got the board, and shovel it up and through. Versailles to midcourt, and the Tigers get a timeout. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker will make major changes. 41.9 to go in the fourth. 48-34 Tigers. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
For Sales Tigers, have Mallory Marshall, a 5'10 junior, on the floor right now, with Claire Schmidtmeyer, a 5'8 senior. Also in for Versailles as the final buzzer sounds to end this game. Cammy Hording was out there at the close of the contest, as was Emily Langenkamp, a 5'7 senior. The final sevens have ticked off. As you hear in the background, down to her left, the Winchester Eastern Pep Van. Not a whole lot to cheer about for Eastern, which was out of this game by midway third quarter, as Versailles thumps Eastern 58-34. Biggest lead was 26 points with a minute left in the fourth. The Tigers overwhelmed Eastern here today. Eastern coming off the floor to her left, and you hear the Eastern crowd behind us cheering on a very good basketball team. Eastern came into this game with just one setback all year long, and that was to Logan, 57-51. Logan plays in a division larger than D3. That's a D2 school. Eastern was beaten by them by 6. And then after that, Eastern promptly rattled off 20 straight victories heading into this game with Versailles here today. Eastern returns Allison Day, a 6'1 junior. She's back next year, as are two other stalwarts, 6-foot junior Michaela Ferris and 6'1 sophomore Alexa Pennington. And the other two starters, the guards, are a junior and a sophomore. I'll tell you what, you can bet Eastern will have a real good shot at winning its regional and advancing to the state Final Four again next season. Versailles Tigers, 15 of 20 from the free throw line. Versailles, 11 of 15 in the fourth quarter, when the Tigers put this game out of reach, winning 58-34. Versailles was spot on, shooting from the floor the entire day, 19 of 41, 5 of 12 from three-point land for the Versailles Tigers. 13 of 38 for Eastern from the floor. Allison Day, 5 of 13. She's the premier scorer for Eastern. She was 1 of 3 from the three-point arc. Eastern, 3 of 12 for the day from behind the long line. 5 of 6 foul shooting for Eastern. As I mentioned, Versailles was 15 of 20. Tigers shot it extremely well all afternoon. Point leaders for the Versailles Tigers: Danielle Winter, 14, Camille Watrin, 14, followed by Elizabeth Ording with 11. Cammy McEldowney had 11. Ellen Peters, a bucket for 2. Cammy Ording had 2 points. Claire Schmidtmeyer, 2. Lindsay Winter, 2. 4 players with 2. Grand total of 8 scored for Versailles here today. Our Clancy stars of the game for the Versailles Tigers are Camille Watrin, who dropped in 3 threes early on in this game for Versailles, as she helped Versailles step it up in the first quarter. Dropped in 3 long balls, did Camille, spurting the Tigers to a nice lead at the end of 1. Versailles then expanded it to 11 by halftime. Camille, 3 of 5 from the arc, 5 of 8 in all from the floor. She finishes with 14. Danielle Winter with a marvelous second half. 5 of 9 from the floor, 4 of 4 from the stripe. 14 for Danielle. Camille Watrin, Danielle Winter are Clancy's stars of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, amazingly, the Versailles Tigers came into this game averaging 59 points per contest and giving up 34. The Versailles scored 58 and did give up exactly that, 34 points here today. Eastern was averaging 60, allowing 32. Eastern didn't come close to getting the 60 points as the Versailles Tigers put the defensive whammy on Winchester Eastern here today. It was certainly a team victory for the Versailles Tigers, no doubt about that, as Versailles advances to 26-3 on the year, only Eastern's second setback of the entire campaign. Winchester Eastern bows out here in the state semifinal with a mark of 26-2. And head coach Jackie Stonebreaker takes her Tigers into tomorrow's state final, tip-off 5:15. We're on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 4:45. It's Versailles against Gilmore Academy. And this Gilmore team has got a few seniors. It's not heavy laden with 12th graders, but it is a big club that fashions a 6'2", a 5'11", a 5'11", and a 5'10 senior guard. And Versailles will have to be at its very best. Tigers may have to play their top game of the year tomorrow to knock out Gilmore, which earlier today came from behind to defeat the favored Columbus Afrocentric 65-54, as Gilmore caught Afrocentric at the start of the fourth quarter and ran past them over the final 7 minutes, winning that game by 11. We say hello to Chuck McBee, who's down in Florida, perhaps listening in. Very warm weather in the sunny south as it hit the 70 mark today. And in a few more days, we'll be up to 80. Hopefully, he'll be down there for at least a couple 80-degree days so he can bring that weather right back to us here in West Central Ohio. Hello, Chuck. Rhett Gish has been alongside here on scoresbroadcast.com all afternoon. He is our chief engineer. He will be with us tomorrow for the state championship game between Versailles and Gilmore Academy. Thank you so much to our splendid underwriting sponsors, our anchors today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. That's 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282 on the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions in Anna. John Hemp alongside our scoresbroadcast.com photographer here at the state tournament, Rhett Jish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Again, we say hi to Chuck McBee down in Florida. Jack Kramer, final time with the final score from here in this girls Division III state semifinal from Columbus. Versailles Tigers route Eastern 58-34. Until tomorrow for the state championship game at 4:45. Jack Kramer saying good night, everyone.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.